Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, brothers and sisters, my mothers all over the world. Hallelujah. We continue to salute you tonight. First, we just want to, as always, take a moment just to say our hellos, our salutations, just to say I'm glad that you were able to make it through another day. What a journey some have had. What a happy journey. I'm sure some prayers have been answered for you today. I'm sure some answers have came that you've been waiting on today. And what an honor it is to not just rejoice inside your own spirit and body and your mind, because sometimes, you know, we can. The joy is so good that we get so happy. We just be in our own cars and we just praising the Lord. We don't care who's watching, who's around. It's just between us and the Lord, and we just come with thanksgiving to him. Now, that's what's been taken care of. I'm sure that you gave him your joy and your personal joy, and you're going to continue to praise him and worship him more. Now is the time that you get to witness with someone, that you get to come into fellowship with someone. And the high that you're on of the Holy Spirit, the anointing dwelling in you, imagine that put together with each and every one of us that are here with the same joys. My joy today may come from a different place than where yours is coming, because his blessing on your life or the prayers that he answered in your life may be different or even similar or the same as what he's done in my life today. But if we're all here together speaking or listening to this, whenever you're listening to it, whether it's live or 2 months from now or even 2 years from now, we have one thing in common on this day, is that we were both still in the land of the living. So we were both still alive. That's enough to rejoice right there. So we get excited about the opportunity to praise the Lord. We get excited about the opportunity to just say, thank you, Jesus. That's why we tithe to the Lord. That's why we give back to the Lord. And we are tithing this portion of our show. We always tithe and give it back to the Lord. Hallelujah. So whatever it is that you've been through today, let's all take a moment just to say, thank you, Jesus, that we've made it thus far. Hallelujah. As we look back over our day, I know me, myself, in the office, it was a lot of different things, but thank God that there is nothing that is too hard for the Lord. Thank God that there is no situation that we can't give to the Lord. And I just come to him with praise today. I just come to him just saying, thank you, Lord Jesus. So when we get this time to be together, sisters and brothers, it's always just a joy just to sit and just praise the Lord together. It's just an awesome thing. So we thank God for who he is in our lives, what he's doing, what he's already done for us. And we thank God for the things that are not seen by us, but God already knows the plans that he has for you. Right now, he knows the plans that he has for you and for me. And think of the joy that he has in his life, the joy he is showing that he wants to give to us. That's why we can't get hung up on any situation, negative situations that may come into our life, because they're still able to be conquered. We are conquerors. So we're not to stop at each stumbling block and go around it and around it, or sit there and depress ourselves because of what we see before us. But that's why when we have a relationship with the Lord, hallelujah, then we know that this too will pass, because no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And that means whether it's with our homes, with our marriages, on our jobs, if it's just everyday traffic, whatever it is, what may be the one that bugs you out, or that gets you into that depressed mode, or gets you into that upset mode, may be different from mine. But whatever it is, thank God that we don't have to carry that thing around with us. We can give it to the Lord. And as we learn to do that over and over again, that's when we can sit and say, praise the Lord, and we come into this fellowship together just to honor the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I bet someone out there learned how to praise the Lord from their mother. Hallelujah. got a good mother story, your mother did anything that you want to be, you want someone else to know about, hallelujah, what a good, that's a great thing. Mothers love to hear good things. They love to feel appreciated. Give us a call. That guest call in line is 646-652-4916. God is good. God is good. And we honor our mothers today. We honor our mothers because there's so many things. Mothers today who's been out working all day long. There's mothers today who come home and they look forward to that foot massage or just to step into the shower or just relax in the tub and just, because they know it's only for a few moments because they have to get up and do other things too. Strong women in Christ are able to stretch out their time. They're able to share their time between home and the job and with the spouse. And we're just able to do those things. And that's all because God gives us strength. And he gives us that strength. And that's why we become strong women in Christ. We know that without him, it is all impossible. Someone knows what I'm talking about. Without him, it's impossible to not just prepare meals for your family, but give them nutrition at the same time with all the other things that you see that's going around the world, all the TV commercials that you see, the kids, mommy, I want McDonald's. Did you see this? I want nuggets. I want this. You know, and it's hard sometimes. Sometimes that's why we don't go on emotions, because it's easy sometimes to say, you know what, let's just order out again. Let's just go out and do this again. And when, in actuality, when we look back at that thing, not only did it mess up our finances or our budget that we was maybe saving for that special trip or saving for that special gift for that loved one, you know, but now we gave that to the fast food restaurants. Also, you know, it messes up the nutrition and value that you're preparing for your family. Totally different. But mothers have that insight sometimes that we say, no, I would rather, I feel good when I know that I'm preparing something for you, when I know that my family's sitting home and I know that they're enjoying something. And that's why a good, strong woman in Christ, even before she cooks dinner, she's still in there on her face praying to the Lord, or even at work as she's driving to home or sitting at your desk, you're saying, God, what is it that you want me to prepare for my family today? Hallelujah. It's just an honor when you can just take everything to the Lord. Just take everything to the Lord. And he always gives you the answers. And the more that you rely on him, the more that you're able to feel his presence, to hear his answers, just to become into union with him, and just brings you closer to him. You get that bond like no other bond. That's the relationship building time. That's the relationship building time. Whatever you're doing in your day, mothers, don't get too busy that you can't take out time for the Lord. He's your director. He's your map. He's your roadmap of how you're going to be this good mother today, how you're going to be this good wife to your husband today, how you're going to make it from your job and still go and watch the soccer game, how you're going to still keep the patience after you're almost there to the soccer game and you find out that the child has left their cleats or some important item back at the house. It happens, but you know, through it all, you don't get in the car and you don't drive 70 miles per hour in a 30-mile zone trying to rush to get there. Isn't it a comfort? Thank you, Jesus, for that, knowing that we can still just bring it to you. Oh, Jesus, you know the situation. You know what time we need to be at this destination. You know that we have to go back and do this or do that. But this, too, is not out of your hands. This, too, is going to be all put together in your plan. Always look at it that he may be preventing you from getting somewhere before your time. He may be cleaning up a situation that was prepared for you by the enemy that God just refused to let you go into. He may be answering your prayers by allowing you to turn around, go back in another direction. So the next time that that street is got construction all built up and the detour sign, instead of just jumping and saying, oh, now looking at what you think is going to be going to happen, you're going to be late now, and because you're late, it's going to cause this effect, and that effect is going to build on this effect, and da-da-da, yada-da, and it can go on and on and on, or it can never start. And it can never start. That's why I love just talking with the Lord. Because he's able to continue to bring you into harmony with him. Harmony with the situation that may be going on. You know the situation. You may be late. But again, you look at the detour and say, well, thank God, it may be something this way I need to see. God, you know I don't need to be late. You know that situation. I ask you to go before me. Smooth the situation out, dear Father. Let this not come negative against me. I know that through it all, you're going to bring me through this too. I don't know how. I don't know if I'm going to get there before the time. This is going to be a shorter way for me that I didn't know about. I don't know if when I get there, it's not going to be a big deal anyway. But I know that through it all, I'm relaxing. I give it over to you, and I'm just dependent on you, Father. I'm dependent on you. I'm relying on your word. You said you cannot lie. You said that we are victorious in all situations. I don't see the victory right here, but I'm going to go ahead and wave my flag. Victory is mine. I don't see it yet, but I know it's there because your word never changed. So we thank you, Lord Jesus. All situations. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We go back again and we think about the noble character of a woman we spoke about on yesterday in Proverbs 31. You know, it doesn't start, everyone don't start with that. Have you ever saw a mother who was just, came with a manual, and she was able to just run her household and just run others, and she just, it was almost nothing that she couldn't do. It was just, she's got all the crafts together, and she bakes, and she can hold the big sleepovers, not just two or three kids. You know, she can bring them, five and seven, eight kids at a time in her dwellings, and each kid has a great time, and she spends individual quality time with them, and she's still able to maintain control and peace among these kids. Hallelujah. Isn't that a blessing? Now, of course, we know every mother is not going to have that anointing because you're going to be gifted in other areas also. It's something you may not be the one that does the craft, but you may be the one that does something else that's special in your kid's life. I hear you, mother. You're saying, I hear someone now, and I hear what you're saying, that you do good just to do those things for yours, that it's not your calling to reach out and have that six and seven kids sleep over and minister to them. You're doing your job for yours. But if you look, give yourself credit and think back on it, you have something in your life that you're ministering to the other kids also. Because somewhere along the line, your one child, two, three, whatever you have, come into contact with other kids at school, at church, even at the mall. You ever see kids at the little play sections of the mall? They will find a friend if they could. If it was left up to them, that would be their best friend. Can I take Sally home with me?
Oh, Shaniqua looks like, oh, that's just my best friend. We're just getting along.
Well, it's something in you that you're instilling. You may say a kind word to that child that they haven't heard today. It may be just giving a child a ride home from the basketball game. Who got there and knew that the parents was not going to show up, didn't know how they was going to get back home. You may volunteer to just take a child out to dinner with your child as you're going out. Maybe just once a month. But mothers, we do so much. I'm just emphasizing tonight and this weekend, because of our Mother's Day, we're honoring you. So don't overlook the things. Don't take for granted that the things that you do is just small, mediocre things. These are huge, important factors in someone's life. These are blessings just for the Lord, from the Lord to you, through you to his child, to someone's child, to someone's grown child. So we thank you, Lord, for that. We thank you for that anointing. We thank you for those blessings. We do thank you. We're going to read our scripture today. I think we're going to take out some time and just go through and read about the woman of noble character. I know it's sometimes I've spoke to women who says it's a little intimidating when we go through and read Proverbs 31. It's a little intimidating. Evangelist, is that really real? But if we dig down, what if we decided today that we're going to start trying? We're going to start trying to live the life of a noble character of a woman. God said, we have not because we ask not. If we diligently seek the Lord, wow, who knows what all you can come up with? We may be able to add on a little thing. Some of the things in here, we'll put it in like, wow, I never noticed that I could be the one that would reach out and be looked at as a woman of a noble character. But God has eyes that he sees you with such beauty, such glory. Let's honor the Lord. Let's be the best that we can be. Let's start reading at verse 10. The wife of a noble character. Hallelujah. A wife of noble character, who can find? She is worth far more than rubies. Wow, I'm just going to have to stop right there, because in this day and time, how many people is really looking for a wife of noble character? Really looking for a wife of noble character. We look for so many other things in our mates these days, and husbands, sons, brothers. I think we need to take it back a notch and start making sure that when we're looking at someone, it's not the physical attraction that's what's going to attract you, but that shouldn't be what leads you to the altar. Let's say that again. I know that the physical being of a person is going to be the thing that attracts you, gets your attention. But that alone should not be the thing that leads you to the altar. There's things, qualities that you should be looking for. And the Bible starts off, the word tells us straight up that this is not something you're going to find on every Shanae or Jernay or Sally or Sue that you meet. Because if that's the thing, you really wouldn't have to look to try to find it. All you have to do is just choose. But you need to look, seek. It's like an Easter egg hunt as a kid. You used to go out and you would find, but you wanted to find that golden egg. But it was never just right there. You knew it was somewhere. And, you know, you would look so many ways and all the different places. And if you wanted to, you could tell yourself, maybe there is no such thing as a golden egg. Maybe it's not one head here. Maybe I'm looking in vain. Maybe I should just take the eggs that I have found and just be, call it a day. Maybe there is no such thing as a golden egg. Until you see someone find the golden egg, they may say, it's five more out here somewhere. It gives you a little bit of hope. If they found one then, after all of my searching, I thought I'd look there. I found some that looked like they were the golden egg. But once I got closer or dived into it, I got ready to touch it, I found out that's not the golden egg. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That also can be the same situation when you're trying to find your woman, a wife of noble character. Your mother is going to be the mother of your children. You hear the world, you hear the people in the world on TV and internet and your friends, on your job, sometimes in your home. There is no good women out there. There is no good women out there, you hear. You hear them say these things. Some young boys are hearing this being told to them from young ages. By the time that they're in middle school, they already think there is no good women out there. But what if you continue to seek? Every now and then you see somebody else, and as you get older and you get out of college and you're seeking and you're looking and you're trying to pay more attention now than you were as a child, and you're trying to learn, get some answers for yourself as an adult, not just the answers that you heard about when you was a child, but now you're wanting to find these answers out for yourself. And you meet someone every now and then, and you say, now that's a good woman. That's a good marriage right there. What a good mother. I would love to have a mother to my kid like this woman. You say, she fits up pretty close to the wife of a noble character. That's what I would like. But then you look around and you say, but you know, he's already got her. You're not going to find too many like her out there. See, it's not how many you find. It's you seek and you find the one that is, that until you find your golden egg, till you find the wife of your noble character, until you find the one that is equally yoked with you. It's not, the race is not given to the swift. It doesn't matter how fast you get a girlfriend. It doesn't matter how fast you marry. It doesn't matter that, I beat you. Man, you still don't have a girl? You still haven't gotten married? You know I'm married now. I've got four kids. Yeah, man, do you know I've been married 5 years? But who are you married to? Who is the mother of your four kids? What is her character like? What examples is she setting for the kids that are under your care? Can you honestly really say that if you had to do it over again, is this what you really wanted? Is this what you thought it would be? Is this what you set out to find? Is this your golden egg? Are you just been satisfied? Were you just happy that you could get a woman? Were you just happy that you proposed and she said yes? Were you just happy that this girl said yes? As pretty as she is, she said yes to me. Were you just happy for that? Knock and the door shall be open. Seek, and ye shall find. Now, he didn't put, the word doesn't say seek, and ye shall find this or that, because we know with God, it stands for all things. So seek and you shall find your wife of noble character. And then if you don't seek, because you didn't believe that there was a golden egg there, well then, could it be that it's not fair for you to down your brother, your coworker, because they did seek and found their noble wife? So now every time that he is enjoying his family time or wants to be in the presence of his wife, the mother of his kids, he's enjoying just being around her. Something about her character just rubs off, just makes him want more. Well, don't get upset with him. Could it be that it is your fault? Could it be that the time that you're spending complaining and because he's so into his, could it be that you should be really praying for yours, for the turnaround, for the choices that you made, that now that your wife, that God takes your wife and strengthen her and start to working on her and start to building on her to change her character, that she wants to be a noble wife. And you know the best way to lead your wife to a noble character is to start, you know what I'm going to say, you got it, by changing your character. Change your character in such a way that your wife has to step back and look at herself and say, are we matching up here? Are we matching up here? Before you know it, step by step, day by day, she's going to be on found her way. So she wants to change. She wants to be a noble wife. She wants her character to be a trustworthy person. She wants to be a mother that not only her kids can say mom, mommy, mother, but that when the teachers are teaching her kids, even that teacher has to say, I want to meet your mother. As your kids go on and start to date, even the person they're dating wants to say, I want to meet your mother. You ever had anyone just come up to you and just tell you, you know, your mother did a good job with you? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Had anyone that just says, you know, I just feel your spirit. I know what kind of mother you must have grew up under. Now, that does go both ways. I'm sure you've been in situations where you saw the opposite and where you have talked to a person, and it doesn't take very long. And you already know the parenting that they had before they open their mouth to even tell their story. Just from conversating with them, you already know what type of mother they had. Is the mother of your kids, is she worth more than rubies? Is your mother, is she worth more than rubies? Only a mother, only a mother can love someone through thick and thin. You ever saw a mother whose child you know was wrong sat in a courtroom and just still desperately, that's her child. I may be ashamed of the act that he did, the behavior that he showed, but that doesn't affect my love for my child at all. I stand before all the cameras in the media. I'm proud to be the mother of this person. Again, not proud of the behavior, but that's still my child. Only a mother. This Mother's Day, take some time. Make your mother know that she's worth far more than rubies. Wife of noble character, Her husband has full confidence in her and lacks nothing of value. He's not afraid to turn over the finances to her if she's better at the finances. He has full confidence in her. He knows that he's not going to be lacking anything. Because he knows she's got this. He knows she's working around. She's doing what she can for the family. Just like he's out there working for the family. He has full confidence in her. He can trust in her character. He can trust in her character that when she goes to the mall and she sees that nice pair of Donna Carrington pumps that she's been waiting for, and she sits there, he knows that her character, will, she will get joy in her heart to say, that is so nice. Let me slip my foot in that. But she knows that this is not something that she can get at this time. It would take away from the family. But she gets her satisfaction out of, oh, I tried that on and that looked too good on me. Uh-huh. Putting it back, saying thank you very much, and walking out. Not walking out with disgust and depression of, I couldn't get it. Wow, I never get to get anything. But we're saying, wow, one day I will get that. You're not upset because this is not your time. Because a woman of noble character knows family is way more. You would never go in there and come out of there with those shoes or that outfit or whatever else it was when it would take away from your family. A woman of noble character doesn't have to hide things in the trunk of her car for months and ease them in the house. She doesn't have to hide things in the back of her closet that she spent on when a bill was supposed to be paid, that she spent on when a child's tuition was supposed to be paid, that she spent on just because, how, oh, I deserve this, I felt like I wanted it, or it was so, excuse me, it was on sale. It would have been my only time to buy it. But the salesperson said, if I didn't do it now, when they know that the table is lined up with bills, when you have agreed with your spouse that you're on a budget, that you're going to do A, B, and C, and D, so you can get over here to E and F and G. See, your husband has to have confidence in you. Sometimes we wonder why our spouses don't trust us with finances or don't trust us to be in the company of males. So why don't he trust me? Trust is earned. Your character is what earns the trust. Well, your husband would know. Yes, she works with five men around her, but that's my wife. I trust her. I have confidence in her. That she's boring them because all she can talk about is me. All she wants to do is get back to the family. He knows that he lacks nothing. Because she brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life. It's not an on and off situation. Today she's like hot water. You touch her and you'll get burned. Tomorrow she's lukewarm and she wants a hug and she wants to cuddle. The next day she's still cold. It's just like, who are you? No, I'm not doing that for you. You cook for yourself. No, I'm not doing this here for you. No, I'm not going to do this. No, I'm not going to do that. No, I'm not. You do, you do, you do. The next day she's flipped and she's someone else. The character is out of whack. The character is out of whack. But a noble character of a wife, she brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life. Hallelujah. Can you just imagine right now? If you found your man that God, you have sought and asked for. So you have that good man, and you're doing just this part right here. You have your character in check. Wow, how easy it is for him to love you. How easy it is for him to love you. How easy it is. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And she selects wool and works with eager hands. Easy. Can put things together just on the spot. She is like the merchant ship bringing her food from afar. Hallelujah. She gets up while it is still dark. She provides food for her family and portions for her servant girls. She considers a field and buys it. Out of her earnings, she plants a vineyard. Now, let's go back just a little bit here. You know, I've been in many situations, talked to many people whose husbands are working night shifts or different things. Well, I'm not staying up until he gets home. Oh, I'm not going to be the one that fixes him something to eat when he comes home. I'm in the bed asleep. Well, I'm not getting up early if he's got to be at work. Don't wake me up. I'm not getting up and having coffee with him before he leaves. I'm not getting up and fixing him coffee. I'm not getting up just to say, have a great day before he leaves. But a woman of a noble character, she knows the day ahead of time that what's going on before her. She's up preparing meals. She's up doing sack lunches for school. She's up while others are sleeping, preparing the way to make it easier on the other members of her family because she has a noble character. Not just the spouse and the kids, but it also says she provides food for her family and portions for her servant girls. So portions for her servant girls, that means a noble character has earned her the right that she has helpers now. She's able to get people to help her. God has sent people from different places to help her, and she's blessing the help. So she's going to continue to get more help because she's blessing the help. And because of that, she considers the field, she buys it because it's something for the growth of the family. It doesn't individualize her. It's not for her. It's not just for me and my four and no more. But it's something that can help the community. It's something that if you're in lack of, that you can come and you can benefit from also. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You got a friend out there, sisters. When you've got a noble character, you want to run. You want to be in the company of women who have a noble character. Hallelujah. You got a friend out there of noble character that when you're just needing a break, she just knows it. And it's not like that she's taking the kids and they're just anywhere and everywhere, but you know you can truly, truly be comfortable with your kids in her presence. Because your character and her character matches up so into one that the anointing just overflows from you to her and her to you, her spouse and your spouse. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. She sets about her work vigorously. Her arms are strong for her task. She sees that her trading is profitable, and her lamp does not go out at night. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You know, we have a lot of different things in here that we could just break down and tear apart, but for the lack of time, we're moving on. But I do want to say that, you know what, that could be so many different things right there, but the one thing that I want to bring out tonight about her lamp does not go out at night, as sometimes you can see the most administrative person in the daytime that does all the right thing, wears all the right colors and all the right settings, and the hair is positioned in all the right way to look just professional, just like it should be. But when the lights go out, she turns, it's like turning out a light. It's a different person that comes out at night. When you see that person outside of that day setting, it's like they turn that lamp out, and now another person steps out. And this person is not just a person who's just relaxing. Because if that's the situation, your character would still remain the same. But this is a person who turns into the totally opposite. This is a person who is the totally opposite. She's doing everything against the family. She's sneaking. She's stealing from the family secretly. She's got money stashed here, and she's got finances that's supposed to be here, but she's using it over in other place. And it's just, she turns out that light from the daytime, and so she becomes someone else at night. Scary thought. And then you find those same people have the audacity to sit around their friends and say, why don't I have a good man? Why couldn't my husband treat me like that? Why am I not favored like that? Why will my husband look at me? He don't see what your husband sees in you. You, woman of God, ask God for strength to build you up. Ask God for strength to give you, make you into that strong woman in Christ. Have a desire. Get that desire in your heart that you want to be this. Stand in the mirror and do that self-examination. Check yourself out. Now, don't belittle yourself. No, don't do that, sisters. Don't do that to your sisters. Don't do that. But just check yourself out. See what it is that you're praying for today. What areas you're weak in. Keep a journal. Even on my job, I tell the people that work under me, every so often as I evaluate them, what areas do you, I let them listen to some of the things that they did or look at some of their reports that they've turned in. What areas do you think you're strong in? And let's get those out. Let's look at those. Let's see how we can keep you strong in those areas. And what areas are you weak in? What areas do you see weakness that you would want to put together a prescription, a plan to do better at, to turn those weaknesses into strength? I don't go on to my reps and just push them down. I want to build them up. And sisters, that's what God wants to do in your life. If you're not where you should be, if your character is not where it should be, ask God. Turn that too over to the Lord. You have a Father who's able to take control of this. You have a Father who's able to, he said, when you're ready, I'm ready. He said, I've been here all along. I have it. You want my favor? You want a noble character? Are you ready to go through the process for it? I have it. Come to me. Come to me. Come to me. All of you who are heavy laden, I will give you rest. Come to me. If you're looking for it, if you seek for that character, God will give it. And it's going to be a step-building thing. Not going to come overnight, but you will see changes. You will amaze yourself at what God can do. You'll just be like, wow, I didn't do this time. I did do this time. I enjoy doing this now. Hallelujah. Don't be the one that's turning lights out when you leave the office, one way in the house, and as soon as you're away from your husband, you're totally different person. In her hand, she holds the staff and grabs the spindle with her fingers. She opens her arms to the poor and extends her hands to the needy. We spoke a little bit about that. She's able to not only take care of her family, it can be the last minute and somebody knocks on the door. You're sitting down to dinner. But she's able to spread that out and stretch that dinner out to feed everybody. Hallelujah. And everybody's satisfied. She extends her hands to the needy. She's a giver. That's what it means. She's a giver. The kids have grown out of the clothes. She just don't let them sit there. She's taking care of them all of this time, making sure that they're clean and pressed and hung up properly. So she's taking the great care of them that they still look good. She just doesn't leave them in there for memories. She takes something and she does keep, we're going to keep something, but she passes them out. She gets memories out of giving to others to set their own memories. She's a giver. When it snows, she has no fear for her household, for all of them are clothed in scarlet. She makes coverings for her bed. She is clothed in fine linen and purple. Her husband is respected at the city gate when he takes his seat among the elders of the land. Her husband is respected at the city gates where he takes his seat among the elders of the land. Right there is because many reasons for him to be respected, but also because of the way that the character of the mother of this household. Remember, she's out in the neighborhood. She's giving, she's providing, she's working, she's making, she's got her home together. She's got an inviting spirit. She's given the word. She's not changing from day into night. So, of course, it's noticed. It's noticed by all. It is noticed so much that her husband is respected. He's respected at the city gates where he takes his seat among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them, and supplies the merchant with sashes. She is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. She speaks with wisdom, and faithful instructions is on her tongue. Hallelujah. She speaks with wisdom, and faithful instructions is on her tongue. You know, it's not something that she's just going to tell you. She's going to be faithful with it. You know that she goes before the Lord with answers. You know that if you ask her to pray with you, to pray for you, you know that she's just not going to say, "Oh, I will, sister." But you know that she's praying for you. You know when she comes and tells you, "I've been praying for you." You know right then and there that that's a prayer that's been answered in your life. Hallelujah. Sometimes you just know someone is praying for you. And a picture of someone will come into your mind. Praying warrior. Faithful instructions is on her tongue. She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread or the idleness. Her children arise and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. And this day and time, and children are still rising up and calling the mother blessed. It's out there. It happens. It's for real. Don't give up, sisters and brothers. Don't give up on your children because they may not be calling you blessed today. Don't give up on them. God still has a plan. Keep praying. Push that thing aside. Pray until something happens. Pray until something happens. Her husband also, he praises her. Yeah, he may be doing other things besides praising you today. Yeah, hold on. Hold on. Let's join together. Join together in agreement. Let's join together in prayer. Let's seek and ask God to bring us in the presence of a noble character of a woman, that we can find someone to teach us that can be our mentor. We can pray our way through till we get to the steps that we need to be at. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is fleeing, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Hallelujah. You ever saw someone that was very deceptive? A charmer, just a charmer. But the charm came with all kind of lies. The deceptionist was just all around them. You ever saw anyone that was just beautiful? You thought the beauty was just outstanding. And you saw them in 10 years and the beauty had fled. Are you standing there before them and they walk up to you and they're beautiful? And they begin to speak to you. And then within an hour, the beauty has fled. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeing. But a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. A woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Praised. Yeah, I know all the times you're not being praised. I know a lot of the times because you decide not to go to the clubs, because you decide not to hang out and drink with the fellas or with the girls, because you decide that you are going to stay and be the mother and have family night instead of leaving your kids in the house where you go get together and go and do other things. I know that the praise may not come to you, but thank God that your praise comes from on high. And thank God that we have times just as this, that he has anointed your spirit to touch with my spirit. And right now we join together and we can praise each other. I praise you, sister. I give you praise. I honor you. I salute you. Mothers all around the world, I salute you to be what it is that you want to be. You want more noble character? It's yours. Seek for it. Work for it. Dive into it. God said, I have it. It's all here. It's mine anyway. You want it? Come. Come. It's yours. I've never moved it. It's right here for you. Come. Come. Hallelujah. Give her the reward she has earned, and let her works bring her praise at the city gate. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for our mothers. We thank God for the word tonight. My brothers, my sons, fathers. We ask any man who is looking for a wife, looking for a wife to be. Because you shouldn't spend too much time dating anyone that you don't think is a potential candidate for marriage. If you're wanting to be married one day, why would you, if you're wanting to be married, why spend 2 and 3, 4 years with someone if you really don't think that they would ever be someone that you want to marry? But if you are looking for that person that you want to get into a relationship with, that you're wanting to marry, remember, the attraction from the outside may be what gets your attention. The words that come out of her mouth may be what makes you think she's a strong woman. The actions that she sometimes show you may think that she has a noble character. But don't rush into it. Seek. Because if you get a chance and opportunity to just date her a little longer, you may see as circumstances arise, you get to see the true character of that person. You will see how they now act, that same one. How they act now when they're disappointed. How they act when they're sad. Are they needy? Do they, everyone they see, they have to have their friend? You've got to like me. Are they needy? How do they act when things don't go their way? How do they act when they're stuck in traffic? How do they act when they're asked to give something that's important to them to give to someone? How would they act when you have to leave them alone in the presence of other men? How do they act? Seek, and you will find. Just don't be satisfied with what you've found so far. Let's rephrase that. Just don't get satisfied with what you see, but seek so that you may find your wife of noble character. Again, if there's anyone who don't know the Lord, if you accept Jesus Christ in your mind, in your heart, in your spirit, and in your soul, if you believe that he gave his only begotten Son, if you believe that his Son died, hung on the cross, and gave his life, no one took it, but he gave his life for you, that you may have a right to come back home to the Father for eternity, that he hung on the cross and he died, gave his life, his blood was shed to cover your sins. Everything that you've done wrong, Mother, everything, Brother, that you are doing right now, you have the opportunity to have it covered by the blood, to have that sin forgiven. If you accept this and believe it, won't you just confess it with your mouth now? Won't you confess that, Lord, I give you my all. I surrender it all to you. I open up my heart, my mind. I open up my family. Mothers, someone needs to just dedicate the whole family to the Lord and let him reveal himself in the family. Let him show himself to you guys. I accept it. I believe it. I confess it so I can receive it. And if you have done this, the word says that you are saved. You are saved. Find a Bible-teaching church. Pray about where you should go and worship. Pray about coming into contact with other women of noble character. Need some help? Give us a call. Leave me a message. I will be more than happy to direct your path in the right direction. Noble women, they exist. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Jesus, for the opportunity for us to come together tonight. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your word. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your peace. Thank you for the peace that you have spread, not just on these airways, but, dear Father, but all around the world, to listeners for many days and months and years to come. As they hear it, may they rejoice and find the food that they needed to feed their spirit in your word tonight. Thank you for our characters. Thank you for the opportunity to build on our characters. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for who you are in our lives. Thank you for the strong women in Christ. Thank you for everything that looks like that is of you. Thank you for teaching us, dear Father, that it may not be of you, but we know that you have them there. Amen. We love you all. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Love Talk Radio.